And you had a editorial, I would guess, that you wrote.
We did have editorials. We got more into politics as things went on. But through Vara, which I haven't mentioned yet, but through Vara, we also wrote ski editorials about things. And at one point, we got stiffed, I think, by the U.S. National Ski Team group that were going to come to Stowe to ski, and they for a ski race, and then they didn't show up, and we took them to task pretty heavily, and we got more into writing. We became the voice of Eastern skiing, really.
Yeah.
And we also, at that point, there were a lot of politics in here, I guess. Ski racing was controlled by one or two people. And when Vara first came in, it was to be a more democratic organization to control ski racing. And basically, we got rid of the present management that were controlling ski racing in Vermont, and with a board of directors composed of people from Stratton and Killington and Mount Snow and from all over the state. And we gave them a voice in what was going on, as opposed to the leader here in Stowe that was a one-man show upon himself. I'm sorry for all the ers and ahs, but I have a hard time remembering these things.
No, but
we also, at that point, I was at that point also got voted in to be the Eastern a director of the Eastern Ski Association, mm-hmm. And my job was basically not to. My job was really to support Vermont skiing, I was not very supportive of their mass meetings that they would have. They'd have a board of directors of something like 23 people, which was just impossible to deal with. The people involved were much more interested in their cocktail parties and their bedroom slaloms and God knows what else went on down in New Jersey and New York. And at that point, I was secretary of Vara at that point. And I can remember flying down with Warren Witherill on one occasion to the Bunny Club at the Catskills, New Jersey. And other times we went up to the Catskills for meetings and up to Quebec City at one point for an Eastern Ski Association meeting. But by then we were in control of Eastern. Eastern had basically been phased out. I mean, we were Eastern. At least we controlled the pivoting points of Eastern. And as a side note, I'm just delighted to see Biddle getting interested in all this and being supportive of the new interests in Eastern becoming a region unto itself. Back then, we were just supporting Vermont, and then basically it was New York, I'm sorry, Vermont and New York, and then New Hampshire. Vara stood for the Vermont Alpine Racing Association.
Right.
We quickly had a New Hampshire Racing Association and a New York Racing Association. And combining our efforts, we pretty much controlled the ski racing at this point.
Huh.
And now I think there seems to be, under the leadership of Julie Wilcott, seems to be going back in that direction to... I remember Julie telling me that this is currently that...
it was Woodworth, not Wilcott.
Sorry, Julie Woodworth. Yeah, please make that correction, not Julie Wilcott, who was also a ski racer back then. Where am I going on this?
Where Vara was going with Easton.
Oh, yeah, I'm just glad to see that they're, again, embroiled in a fight, because... The people out west tend to think that they run everything,
right.
and the east plays second fiddle. So under Julie Woodworth, I think there's a move to establish Easton in a much stronger position.
Right.
So enough about that, though.